Hello, this is Jump Person.
And I'm Kristen Auerbach.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast, the podcast that features news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And on this edition of the Pawcast, Kristen will answer all of your most pressing questions about pets and wildlife in Fairfax County. You'll also hear how the shelter is using BuzzFeed to help other shelters and rescue groups increase their life-saving rate. And we'll talk about the second annual Meowloween adoption promotion coming up in October. And finally, we'll tell you about Smokey, our featured pet of the week. And it's almost Meowloween time. It's coming up soon.
We're almost there.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Can't wait. But a pretty interesting show it looks like this week. Most pressing questions about the shelter. So interesting kind of broad topics I'm assuming we're going to get into. And where do these questions come from?
These questions come from a couple of places. One, they're some of the most commonly asked questions that we get through our social media and through email. And so we actually took questions that were written in by community members.
Okay.
And we also, this week, had the opportunity to meet with Fairfax County Police Non-Emergency Dispatchers who shared with us some of the questions that they get most frequently about animals.
Okay. Here's a topic that's good year-round. It's either too hot in the summer or too cold in the winter, but even spring and fall could be too hot, too cold. So is there a specific temperature? I mean, how hot is too hot and how cold is too cold for an animal to be left in a vehicle?
It really depends on the situation. In terms of heat, the fire department won't respond unless the temperature is 75 degrees or above, but that's not the case for animal control. If it's believed an animal is in distress in a vehicle, even if it's not at that 75 degree mark, animal control will still respond. And so, you know, a husky in a small dark colored car with the windows up on a 70 degree day, that might be deadly for that animal, whereas, you know, it could be 78 in the shade with the windows down and it's a chihuahua. That animal might just be fine. So might be just fine. So we tell people, is the animal in distress? Is it showing those signs that it's too hot? And in terms of cold, well, if it's too cold for you, it's too cold for your pet.
Right, right.
And so we always tell people, think about how you would feel. You know, if it's 20 degrees and you're in a car, that you'd feel pretty cold, and your animal probably does too.
Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about the hot situation, that's the outside temperature, which I think we all know that the inside temperature rises very, very quickly and can be hotter inside a vehicle than it is outside.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be very hot because the inside of a car can quickly get above 100 degrees and can become deadly very fast for a pet, even if it's 68, 69, 70 degrees out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Animal shelter in the business, if you will, to find great homes for great pets. Unfortunately, there are situations where people don't want their animals anymore. So if I no longer want my pet, can I just call animal control and an officer will come pick it up?
Unless the pet is sick or injured or it's acting aggressively and the person is afraid to transport it, animal control does not offer the service to pick up a pet when it's no longer wanted. We always tell people, use the shelter as your last resort.
Mm.
Before an animal is surrendered to the shelter, you should look for rescues, friends and family who may be able to take that animal. If you do need to surrender the animal, you can bring it in during our open hours of the shelter, which are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to, or I'm sorry, noon to 7 p.m., and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Third question I'm going to ask you, which is, again, off the list of most pressing questions that the animal shelter gets. It's number third I'm going to ask you, but I almost feel like it might be the number one question. But does the shelter offer low-cost or free vaccine clinics or spay and neuter services?
We do offer rabies clinics, and those get so many people come. We're always surprised when we have one at the shelter. There's a line around the block.
Wow.
So many people in need of those services, and that's just for rabies vaccines. In the coming years, one of our objectives is to increase services offered to the public, including other vaccines and spay and neuter. Currently, we refer people to a low-cost clinic, and we do provide some limited free or fee-waived spay-neuter, depending on the situation, but it's a case-by-case basis, and if you're a person in need of that, we ask that you contact the shelter.
Okay.
What about, you know, we always think about the dog or the cat or the bunny rabbit. What about exotic or wild animals? Do you ever get those at the shelter? And if so, what types and how do they get there?
We do. This is always the first question kids ask us.
Okay.
What kind of wild animals we get at the shelter. In terms of exotics, typically we see parrots, all kinds of reptiles, all sizes of reptiles, some really scary looking reptiles, and everything from parakeets to large parrots. Wildlife, our animal control response to wildlife calls about picks up about 1,100 wild animals in Fairfax County every year.
Wow.
And some of those end up at the shelter while they're waiting to be transported to a wildlife rehabber where they'll get the care they need and then mm-hmm. and then released into the wild. Before my time, I know we have had things such as bear. We have had a couple of bears and some other large animals. In my time there, primarily we've seen a lot of livestock, some wildlife, and then the exotics that you typically see in people's homes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A touchy question, but apparently it's one of the most pressing questions that the shelter gets. Is there dog fighting in Fairfax County?
In Fairfax County, there's certainly there have been incidents where small dog fighting groups have been found.
Hmm.
In relation to other communities, dog fighting is not a huge problem, thanks in large part to our 30-officer animal control unit who make sure that they're patrolling and responding to any call where there may be dog fighting. So it's not a huge problem here. It's something we always, you know, are on the lookout for.
Right.
And we want to make sure that we don't develop one in Fairfax County.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. A question that the shelter gets a lot is about feral wild cats running through folks' yard. They spray, they fight. Residents say they're worried about their kids getting bit or sick from something like toxoplasmosis, which I'm impressed that I can say, and hopefully I pronounced it correctly.
You did.
So feral wild cats, does the county offer any type of removal services?
No, we get asked this a lot, especially during spring and summer months when the cats are in their breeding season. They can be, when they're not spayed and neutered, they can be pretty obnoxious, spraying property, getting into fights late at night. What we don't offer to come out and get them, and we don't allow people to just bring them into the shelter. There's 200,000 free roaming cats in Fairfax County, so it's really an endless problem. What we do is try to get ahead of it by offering spay and neuter services to people who may have those cats roaming on their property. We offer free spay and neuter and rabies vaccines so that those cats don't pose a risk to children. And the spaying and neutering cuts down on all of that undesirable behavior. In terms of toxoplasmosis, there hasn't been a case in Fairfax County in recent history.
Hmm.
It's something the health department's always on the lookout for, but it's not an immediate health threat.
Hmm.
Parents are often concerned with sandboxes.
Hmm.
Practice good hand washing techniques. Make sure your kids wash their hands when they come in, because there's a whole variety of things that they can pick up when they're playing outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the basic message from the health department is just simple hand washing can solve a lot of problems and a lot of issues.
It can.
Okay, so I've got a dog and a cat. I know I've got to have a license for my dog, but what about my cat? Does my cat need to be licensed?
It doesn't. Cats are legally allowed to be free roaming in Fairfax County and are not required to be licensed. It's always a good idea to keep an identification tag on your cat and to get your cat microchipped.
Right.
It's really hard for us when cats come into the shelter to reunite them with their owners because they're very rarely microchipped. And in those collars, cats are notorious for getting their collars off. But we do recommend you identify them. They are not required to be licensed.
Okay. I'm at my home. I see a fox in my driveway. And this is pretty interesting that it's on the list of most pressing questions, because I didn't think we would have that many foxes that people would see in their driveways. But maybe the fox, the resident sees some hair loss or sores or something. Maybe the fox isn't moving. Maybe we're afraid that the fox has rabies. All that kind of scenario there. What should I do if I'm in that kind of situation?
It's always a good idea to call animal control when you see an animal that you suspect is sick or injured. Most of the time, they'll be able to ask you a series of questions to determine if they actually need to come out and remove the animal or if it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mange, foxes can live with mange. That isn't something that our animal control would bring them in or come and get them for. It's unpleasant, and you'll see them laying still in sunny areas, trying to relieve the itch. You know, as soon as they start moving again, they start itching again.
Oh, okay.
And they also can become really fatigued from all the itching and scratching. And mange, this time of year is when we get the most calls for it.
Hmm.
And as the weather gets cooler, the cases will be reduced.
Mm-hmm. Interesting here. Classroom teacher says, I want to get a hedgehog as a classroom pet, but I was told they're illegal in Fairfax County. Is this true?
Well, hedgehogs, chinchillas, and a couple of other animals require special permits.
Hmm.
And the permit costs several hundred dollars, and it's required for any exotic animal in Fairfax County. And currently, the shelter and animal services are reviewing this and working with county leadership to see if we can get some of these more commonly kept pets that are sold in pet stores included on that list of county commonly accepted pets. So look for changes in that. Currently, a permit is required to have those animals. So they're not illegal,
right,
but you have to have that special permit.
A little extra steps. Okay. I guess a popular question this time of year specifically is about deer. I see a lot of deer in Fairfax County. We hear there's an overpopulation of deer, but on the other hand, it seems like there's, you know, plenty of grass around and the deer look healthy, you know, from what we can see. Are there really too many deer in Fairfax County?
There are. There's about 60,000 deer in Fairfax County.
Wow.
And deer are browsers. They're not grazers. So they browse the tree line. So when you look at, you know, how if the environment's affected, you should look at the lower part of trees and see it. In most of Fairfax County, if you look at that, you'll see that the deer have browsed off quite a lot of the tree.
Huh.
Many of the grasses that we see this time of year in particular, those long, tall, look like prairie grasses, are actually invasive species that are disgusting to the deer. They don't want to eat them. They taste bad, and so they won't eat them, and neither will most animals. So you might see an abundance of grass, but it's not necessarily a grass that animals like to eat.
Yeah, okay. And it's probably the stuff that's growing in my yard that I can't get rid of as well. So
it probably is.
All right. Final question. What kind of donations does the shelter need?
We included this because people don't ask it enough, and we wish they would. We do have a list online, and we have a pamphlet in the shelter, but people bring us all sorts of things, from old lawn furniture to fitted sheets to things that we can't imagine why they brought us those things. And while we appreciate donations, there are things that we specifically need, including dog and cat food, certain kinds of enrichment and walking equipment for pets, certain kinds of litter, and then just basic cleaning supplies. So please check out that list before you come in and bring donations. And one of the things that most people don't know is that we get so many donations that we can't use them all. What we don't use, we send to one of our rural shelter partners. And in many of those areas, they don't have anything.
Right.
They don't even have enough food for the animals in the shelter. So we're able to help support other communities as well.
That's awesome. Okay. We've been going through a list of the top 10 or so most pressing questions that Animal Shelter seems to get on a regular basis. Any other question I haven't asked or any other thought before we dive into a couple of other things? Maybe if, take it from the other standpoint, if someone has a question, how should they ask you? Are there the right ways to do it, or a number to call, or is it best to do it on social media? Kind of talk about maybe the other side of it.
A lot of this information that I've shared today is available on our website, which is fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter, and you can find most of this there. We always invite people to come into the shelter, take a tour, and you'll learn a lot just from doing that. If you have specific questions, you can always call the shelter. And if they're animal control related, you can call the police non-emergency dispatch number.
Mm-hmm.
Much of this is available online, and more we're seeing people communicate through social media, which is great, asking us questions and sharing their stories.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us those phone numbers really quick for the shelter?
Yeah, the shelter number is 703-830-1100. And to get to the shelter, you'll want to press extension 2.
Mm-hmm.
The police non-emergency number is 703-691-2131. And those are for animal control related questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're coming up on the spooky time of the year. I like my voice. But it's the Meowloween event. Of course, playing off Halloween. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, Halloween is one of our favorite holidays at the shelter, and we like to make it last a month, not a day. So we start out Meowloween with all month long some promotions, $5 Feline Fridays every Friday. Adoption fees on all cats 6 months and older are just $5, and that includes the spay, neuter, the vaccines, and the collar with personalized tag. In addition, we give free gift bags, which are full of lots of great stuff, with all orange and or black cats.
And this is the whole month of October?
The whole month of October. And we have a lot of black and orange cats in the shelter right now, so there are great deals to be had starting October 1st.
Okay. And, of course, you guys use social media to put out specials and promotions and all kind of stuff. And I'm sure if folks are not signed up yet for the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, et cetera, they need to do so, and they can learn more about Meowloween from now through Halloween.
And we'll have surprise mini promotions throughout October. Scary surprises.
Oh my gosh!
Coming up. So social media is so important for things like this. We say if there's one way the average person doesn't have time to volunteer can help the shelter, like us on social media, share the stories of the animals that need homes. About half the people who adopt now say, "Hey, I saw that animal on Facebook. I saw it on Twitter. I saw it on Instagram." It's making a huge difference for
awesome,
us.
Awesome. And be sure to tell everybody about the podcast, too, because National Podcast Day is actually September 30th this year. So they can share the podcast with their friends and their family and their neighbors. All right, before we run out of time, we always have the featured pet of the week, and this time it's Smokey. Tell us about Smokey.
We had this great family come in last week, and they said, we want you to show us the cat in the shelter who's having the hardest time getting adopted.
Oh, wow.
Such a great thing for people who work at a shelter to hear. We were so happy. So we shared with them Rubble, who's a cat who just simply could not tolerate life in the cat condos and was actually being held in the back. They adopted Rubble. He's doing fabulously. So we wanted to put the word out that we have another hardest to adopt cat in case there are any other benevolent residents.
He's now moved up to number one on the list, right?
Yeah, Smokey has moved up to number one, and she's older. She's 13. She's a senior cat. You would never know it. She's really beautiful. She's like a cream color, gray, and like a light orange. And she plays this game where she doesn't like to be taken out of her cat condo, but she likes to play a game where you throw a cat toy at her and she bats it back at you. And she will play it all day long.
Right.
So we did put a video up on our social media of Smokey, and we're hoping that somebody comes out and wants to truly save a life of an animal. She's that is in need. She's been there since April, and she needs to get out of the shelter.
Yeah, maybe good for a family that likes baseball.
Yeah.
All right. So cool deal. You've learned a lot on the podcast. I have too with these interesting questions. So very good. And stay tuned for more on Meowloween coming up all month of Halloween. Unfortunately, that is going to do it for the time that we've got together on the Animal Shelter podcast. But we want to thank you for listening. Remember, though, seriously, if you're looking for a dog, cat, rabbit, guinea pig, remember, the Animal Shelter is the place that has your new best friend waiting for you. Fairfax County Animal Shelter, located at 4500 West Ox Road, Fairfax, open Tuesdays through Fridays, noon to 7 p.m., and on Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter, and be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You can also call 703-830-1100 extension 2 or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered.
And don't forget to follow the Animal Shelter on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and get the latest shelter news, events, and success stories. And be sure to tune in to Channel 16 for great visuals of the animals on the Animal Shelter's TV program, Tips and Tales. Animal Shelter podcast produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government. We thank you for listening.